Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Who? What? Where? When? How? Or what I learned on my vacation to China. Well, folks, my wife and I just got back from China. A bus tour of 4 cities in 7 days, which, as our guide said, is like smelling flowers from a galloping horse. Anyway, a few days in, we're visiting Shanghai, home to the recent Olympics, and the group is going to a street market for the afternoon. I'm not a big shopper, so I asked our English-speaking Chinese guide to write the Chinese characters for the name and address of our hotel and the restaurant the group was going to next for dinner on a piece of paper so I can cab to the hotel, take a run on the treadmill, and meet again later. And even though I don't have a cell phone with me, I ask him to write his phone number, just in case. We agree to meet again at 5:10. Off I go. I flag a cab, give the driver the paper. He nods. Off we go onto the highway into Shanghai's bumper to bumper. Now, it's 95 degrees and steamy hot, so I tap on the plexiglass window between me and the driver, stick my tongue out, wave my hand in front of my face, pointing to the air conditioner vent, hoping that he'll get the idea. You know, it's hot, turn up the air conditioning. Instead, he starts yelling at me and zipping in and out of traffic, cutting people off, blowing his horn. Uh-oh. Next time we're stopped, I do my face and fan thing again, but this time I put my finger right on the AC vent and then the control knob, and he starts laughing. He gets it. Turns it up and stops the Indy 500 imitation, thank goodness. 30 minutes later, like the guide estimated, here's the hotel. I had a good run heading back. I gave the doorman the piece of paper with the restaurant address. He gets a cab, tells the driver where to go. So far, so good. The driver nods, takes off, but before we're out of the driveway, he stops to look at a map and taps something into his GPS. Now, Shanghai has over 20 million people and is gigantic. So I'm hoping he knows where he's headed. But while we're stopped anyway, I do my tongue out hand wave AC vent pantomime. He gets it. So I'm cool and not too concerned for the moment, just enjoying the sights. Few minutes later, though, I realize we're not on the highway the other guy took to get here. And I'm wondering if this guy's lost. Sure enough, he pulls over and does some more map GPS consulting. I hand him my paper again with the name and address. He nods, taps something into the GPS that talks to him in Chinese. He U-turns, and off we go. I left a half hour early, so still plenty of time. I'm not too worried yet. But the clock's ticking, and the meter's clicking. No highway still. The next slide, he rolls down the window to consult with another cabbie, who gives him the universal, "Who knows?" shrug. I remember our guide had also given us all a printed card with the name, address, and phone number of the pearl shop in the street market as a rendezvous for the shoppers before we head to the restaurant. I hand that to the cabbie. He calls them, but doesn't sound happy. I give him the guide's handwritten paper again, point to my failsafe, the guide's phone number. Ah, he dials, no answer. Shrugs, takes off again. Uh-oh. Could this guy be taking me for a ride to jack up the fare? There is a cabbie license with a picture and ID number on the window and a phone number for what I guess is the taxi commission, but it's in Chinese. But isn't there another one, another license next to it with a picture of another young Asian guy? And I hate to admit this, but can I tell, looking mainly at the back and side of the cabbie's head, who is who? I'm not even sure if he's either one of the guys in those two licenses. I think briefly about getting out of the cab at a light and into another one. But who knows how that would go? Is it legal in China, like in New York City, if your driver's lost, to hop out and get in another one? Or would I have to pay him anyway? If I do get out, is there enough time to get there by 5:10 still, or should I just go back to the hotel, if I can get back to the hotel? And do I have enough Chinese money to do two cabs? I know it's about 16 yuan to the dollar, but are these Chinese bills I have all yuan or something else? Some cabbies take American dollars, but even if he did, my jet-lagged brain is having trouble with the math. It's 5:05 now. Will they wait for me? What would I do if they didn't? Another light and nothing at all familiar in what I've seen yet compared to the last cab ride. I point again to the guide's phone number. Dials, rings. Yes. talking, nodding, agreeable sounds in any language. The international thumbs up to me. 5 minutes later, 5:10 on the money, he pulls over to the curb and points to the sign on the building and then to the paper. Chinese letters on the building. Can I tell if they're the same words and characters on the paper? Nope. And no guide and no familiar faces around. Should I get out and pay him? It looks sort of like the market I left. Okay, leap of faith time. I pay, only have 17 of what are probably yuan left, and get out trying to compare the unknowable characters on the paper to those on the building. No restaurant on the ground floor. Could it be upstairs? Where is it? Any police around to ask? Nope. 5:10 on the dot, 5:10 a.m. in New York. Boy, I wish I was there. No guide or fellow travelers. So I stand on the corner, visible from all directions, hoping somebody who knows me will see me. The street is crowded and loud. It is still blazingly hot. I'm parched, hungry, feeling at the mercy of strangers who I hope will be kind to me. Richard? Did somebody say Richard? Richard? Ah, my guide with a smile who walks me two doors down, upstairs to my wife and friends. Afterwards, I realize this was like what my 94-year-old mother and others like her with Alzheimer's go through every day. Who? What? Where? When? How? Amazing, huh? I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.